There's a debate going on in Weston about the future of the town's only grocery store, which was badly damaged during the July floods. The owner wants to apply for a FEMA buyout and knock the building down, but the select board is reluctant to lose an important piece of commercial property. Vermont Public's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at what the discussion in Weston means for the future of Vermont's riverfront downtowns.
There are signs all over Weston of what the raging waters of the West River left behind when it jumped the banks and roared through downtown in July. Piles of gravel and dirt stand along Main Street and behind the post office. A giant banner thanking the community hangs from the front of the Weston Theater Company Playhouse, and on the north end of town, waterlogged equipment from the Weston Marketplace is still stacked up outside the store. Lifelong area resident Jessica Perkins says the still-shuttered marketplace is a steady reminder of life before and after the flood.
It's been hard not having it here. Just like if you just need something quick, you have to drive to Londonderry, which isn't far. But, you know, if you just needed, you know, some milk or bread or something, it was convenient to have close by, and the gas station as well.
The Weston Marketplace is the only grocery store in this tiny town of about 600 people in southern Windsor County. And it has the only gas pump. The store sits along Route 100 in a low-lying area along the West River that's prone to flooding and was hit hard this summer. Mayhol Dolakia has owned the store for about 5 years, and this is the second time he's had to close and rebuild after a flood.
It's always scary when you're behind a river. Let's put it that way. I mean, it's a piece of land that, you know, is going to keep flooding.
Dolakia says his flood insurance will likely go up after the most recent flooding. And as climate change threatens more storms more often, Dolakia wonders about the long-term viability of continuing to operate a village store so close to the river. So he's asking the Weston Select Board to support a FEMA buyout of his store, which is assessed at just under $195,000.
I mean, at some point it becomes not viable. Because then you put so much money and so much effort and so much into it that, you know, you're never going to recoup your losses. So it's better to just close it down at that point.
The FEMA buyout program was set up to take buildings out of the floodway and also to give the river room to spread after flood events. But there are downsides. Properties that are bought out can never be redeveloped, and Weston, like many village communities in Vermont, is desperate to hold on to its local store. Local select boards have to approve any FEMA buyout that happens in their town. And at a recent select board meeting in Weston, board member Jim Linville said it's not going to be an easy choice to sign off on the deal.
A really good argument could be made that that is a fundamental part of the soul of our town. And if we support the buyout, then that piece of land gets cleared and that's it. It never gets developed again.
Whether it's a home or a business, the town loses a taxable property. And with a business like a village store, so much more.
It's really hard to be on a select board in a small town and to be forced to make that type of decision.
Stephanie Smith is Vermont's hazard mitigation officer. Her office works with towns across the state that are contemplating FEMA buyouts. Since the July floods, a lot's been written about if Vermont communities can somehow move away from the river valleys, where they've been settled for hundreds of years. Smith says it's these local decisions that are made one property at a time that can move the conversation forward.
I want us to be looking out as far as we can and strategically making decisions around how we move away from our rivers over time. And that happens at the local level. And I'm hoping that having this significant event where it just rained too much helps us start to have those hard conversations.
There have been about 170 buyouts across Vermont since Tropical Storm in 2011, and most of them have been single-family homes. It's rare for a commercial property owner to ask for a FEMA buyout. Seth Jensen is with the Lamoille County Planning Commission, and in towns like Johnson and Cambridge, Jensen says he expects more discussions about whether it makes sense to reinvest in downtown commercial properties that are close to rivers.
I think there's more discussion now than there was in 2011 about strategic reinvestment in areas that are safer from flooding and figuring out how to do what we need to do to begin shifting the development pattern in that direction.
Jensen says communities need to have grocery stores that are accessible and in village centers. But at the same time, if vital resources like grocery stores or pharmacies shut down after every flood, that doesn't serve the community either.
And so this is really an existential challenge of potentially losing that or potentially having that in danger from a flood. There's not an easy answer, and it's a lot to weigh for a local volunteer, certainly.
In Weston, the board has agreed to consider a FEMA buyout of the village marketplace, and they've requested the necessary paperwork to get the complicated, slow-moving process going. But they did so with the clear stipulation that they may not ultimately support the idea. For Vermont Public, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Weston.